You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget people. Elroy's self-flying drone hauls heavy cargo. By Alex Davies. If your vision of the flying future involves whooshing about in an air taxi while chuckling at the car-bound suckers below, Elroy Air is not here to help. But if you dream of a world of smooth logistics, where emergency supplies, firefighting chemicals, and all the crap you order online moves through the air faster and cheaper than ever, then 2019 might be your year. We're developing a big cargo drone, says Elroy CEO Dave Merrill, one that will carry 500 pounds and fly 300 miles at a time, one he intends to start testing this year and put into service come 2020. The aerospace engineers staffing the San Francisco-based startup have spent the past 2 years developing that drone, the Chaparral. Like most of the new aircraft being proposed for moving people and their stuff these days, it will take off and land vertically, like a helicopter, using 6 rotors. Those draw power from a battery mounted near the nose of the catamaran-like craft. When it turns to horizontal flight, a 7th, tail-mounted rotor, Elroy calls it the pusher, will go to work, with lift coming from the 29-foot wing. That rotor is powered by a gas-powered internal combustion engine that sits near the tail. Cargo won't go inside the Chaparral itself, instead riding in a pod attached to the aircraft's belly. When it shows up, the Chaparral uses a grasping mechanism to grab the pod, winches it in until it's snug against the fuselage, and then it latches on. Merrill declined to describe the system in detail. This way, a pod can be fully packed or unpacked on the ground while the drone is carrying a full pod wherever it needs to go. The idea is to minimize turnaround time, and it's the same thinking that led Airbus to patent a patently absurd idea for detachable, swappable airplane cabins. As for what goes inside those pods, Merrill points to the potential for moving humanitarian supplies like food, water, and blood. But he sees commercial cargo as the biggest opportunity, as in helping move all the stuff you order online, clothes, books, gadgets, whatever. So while the Chaparral would fit into a landing zone the size of 6 car parking spaces, it's not about to land in your front yard. Merrill is targeting what he calls internal legs. So when you order your new smartphone, an ocean freighter or cargo plane takes it from the factory in China to the U.S., along with a billion other things. Then, Elroy would carry a portion of those goods to the distribution center nearest you. From there, a smaller vehicle, maybe a van, maybe a robot reminiscent of a toaster, would bring your package to your door. Merrill says he has quite a bit of interest from potential customers. Like a similar concept from Boeing, Elroy's model could also work well for places that are hard to reach, small islands, oil rigs, areas with poor road infrastructure, and places hit by natural disasters. We don't need an airport to be at point A or point B, Merrill says. Elroy will, however, need to accomplish a lot more testing before it can start running its aircraft in a commercial service. That program should begin this year, gradually proving that the aircraft is safe, reliable, and as capable as the team says. Then comes certification, likely to be an expensive and time-consuming process, and then building a sustainable business in a market overflowing with would-be players. But with a relatively simple design and a focused business plan, the company looks to be starting from solid ground.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.